Hello, friends, and welcome to our third week in our Advent journey, Encountering Emmanuel. This week, we're going to focus on the third reason for the Incarnation, and that is that Jesus came to be a model for holiness. Basically, he came to show us how to live. Now, this is the third week, so for some of you, you might be getting tired, distracted. It might be hard to keep focused, and so I just want to encourage you, make sure that you slow down. As life is getting busier outside, you're probably spending more time shopping and getting presents together, and if you're a parent, you're running around to all the school plays and everything that's happening in this season. Let's just remember that this is the most important thing that we can do, is to make time in our day to pray and commune with God. And so as we meditate on these things, once again, we're moving from the head to the heart. We're asking for Jesus to make these things real and tangible, that they would become incarnate and take on flesh, in a sense, in the very moments of our lives where we need it most. So this week we're looking at how Jesus is a model for us and how he shows us how to live. And this is really important because I think everybody wants to tell us how to live. If you go on the online for a few seconds, you're gonna find three different experts telling you three different things that usually contradict each other in how you should live your life. What's best, what you should do, what you shouldn't do. Even if they said what you should do last week, they're gonna change their mind and tell you something different. Jesus is the only one that is the way to real life. In fact, he says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. We are not gonna find it anywhere else. And we know that in our heads, but often we don't live that way. We're not going to Jesus to say, Jesus, show me how to live. And part of the way that we can do that is begin to meditate on scripture. Obviously we see there the life of Jesus and there's so many things, but we need to move beyond even reading the story and to see what was he doing? What was his disposition? How was his heart? How did he interact with people? What was he receiving? What was he giving in each circumstance throughout scripture? And in there, it begins to unlock for us the way to true life, the way to the fullness of life. It is important that to know how to live, that we follow the one who is the life. So we need to be real disciples of Jesus. That means that we need to learn from him. And I love that scripture in Matthew where Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. Does that sound like you? It sounds like me. He's talking to us and he says, come and learn from me. Take my yoke upon your shoulders and it's easy and it's light. But in there, the line says, learn from me. This is important, and we're going to have to slow down to do that. I think for many of us, as we are often, we end up being disciples of the internet, and it's not because of the content necessarily, but just in the way that we interact with it. We're being formed to think that things are going to be quick, that we just go on, we get what we need, we move on. And that is just not the reality for life with Jesus. Jesus is slow. There's a pace that he moves to. And sometimes I wonder, friends, if we're actually following him, because often I think we're way ahead of where Jesus is or we're lagging way behind. But Jesus is saying, I want to do life with you and I want to show you what it means to live the full life. And so how do we see that reflected in the life of Christ? A couple of the things that we're going to meditate on this week are things like Jesus comes as our hope. That this is an aspect of being a Christian and of being a follower of Jesus that we're supposed to carry with us in every part of our life, that we should be people of hope. We're people that live differently because of the hope that we have in Jesus. So even in the midst of suffering and war and tragedy and all the things that are happening in the wider world, but also within the context of our own life, that we are called to be people of hope. And Jesus shows us how to do that. He also comes to be held. This is another aspect that, gosh, we don't often think about, that he allows himself to be vulnerable and to be received by us. And there's something about that that I think our hearts really long for. But often we live with so much guardedness because of a lack of trust, because we've been hurt in certain areas. But the reality is that it all begins to be restored when we allow ourselves to experience the fullness of that in Jesus. There are many places where we will have experienced brokenness in relationships, where people will have hurt us, and sometimes will have hurt us very, very deeply. And it's hard to just say, okay, well, yeah, let's just go into other relationships and just begin to live vulnerability and allow ourselves, in a sense, to be held there in a vulnerable place. And that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that it begins with an encounter with Emmanuel there. Would we allow ourselves, in the places where we've been wounded by others, to allow Jesus Christ to hold us there, to allow our vulnerabilities to come to Him first. Because this is how we begin to have things restored. And this is the work that He is all about. He doesn't want to leave us in the places of brokenness. He doesn't just stand back and watch and go, well, I guess you're going to have to wait until heaven. His active saving work and His work of restoration is at work right now. That's why throughout this whole Advent journey, the title that I keep using for each meditation is He Comes. He comes over and over again. He is active and moving. He's not passive and stagnant. And He wants to come to us in all of those places where we need Him to show us how to live. I think for many of us, it feels like we're just white knuckling it through life, where it's hard and it's struggle and we don't know what we're doing and we're tired and we're anxious. And I say that with a lot of compassion because honestly, I think a lot of us are having a hard time. Jesus wants to come and show us a better way, and He has a better way. The way that He lives, the way that He wants to teach us how to live, truly will lead to the fullness of life that we're longing for. So my encouragement to you this week, as you take some time to meditate, I just want to encourage you to slow down. As life is ramping up and getting busier as we get closer to Christmas, I want to just encourage you to take time out of your day and to actually section it out so that you can take time to pray and reflect and encounter Jesus in the places that you need Him most. May God bless you.